There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. Phone number the same here at 343-0106. 343-0106 works on text and a phone call. And if you have the FM Talk 106.5 app, you're pretty cool. And if you do, you can always send us a talkback message by using the app. There's a microphone icon on the front page there, and you just mash on that, and it lets you send, you record it and then sends it. It's easy. You can check it out there. All right. Without further ado, star of radio and print, some screen, publisher, mom, arborist around her house, and general good person, April Marie Fogel joins us now. Hey, April Marie.
Good to talk to you. Always good to be on, Sean.
It's good to talk to you, too, when we have these critical news days and we have these big stories. We have these big stories breaking, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's going on with our republic. It's Constitution Day. You know, I talked last hour about the Constitution Day, and I see these pivotal stories that the whole world is watching. And I guess now we were wondering if it would happen, but P. Diddy has been indicted on sex trafficking, racketeering, and kidnapping charges. Okay.
Which, by the way, when you... If we were to stop there, if the story were to stop there, there would be absolutely nothing comical or entertaining about the entire situation.
Right.
However, prosecutors did not stop there.
No, they gave detail, right? People saying, yeah, tell the story, give me some detail here. So they've rolled out a lot of detail here with these three counts.
They most certainly did, and some of the details are rather perplexing, and so I'm going to go ahead and just throw this one out there. They found weapons, they found all sorts of toys and this, that, and the other, but the thing that has, they've narcotics, firearms, but they also found 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lube.
1,000. A rack of bottles of baby oil and lubricant.
Can you imagine being the law enforcement officer? You've worked your whole life. You're assigned to federal crimes, and you're on the scene, and you are the person tasked with counting the bottles of lube and baby oil.
It's somebody who made somebody mad in management got that job. And maybe that's how they come. If you go to Costco, I don't know how you buy it. If you buy it, if it comes 1,000 to a box, I'm not sure. But this is this is so many different parts of this, right? I mean, that when they first made the bust, it was, P. Diddy saying he's going to stay out of the country, then he's coming back, right? And then they come and do these raids, which, by the way, if they knew the raids were going to be coming, then how much stuff was there before they got, you know, they had to get rid of some of it. But I mean, they had, like you said, drugs and guns and then 1,000 containers of baby oil and lubricant.
Okay, so the stuff they found, the illicit drugs, mind you, Xanax, the date rape drug, GHB, different things that are illegal narcotics. But if you're the guy who, let's say you're P. Diddy's assistant, his attorney, someone in his household, and you're told to get things out, would you even think to remove the lube?
Probably not. Probably fair enough. If you're getting the you know, if you didn't get the drugs out, you didn't get the guns out, you didn't get the, probably the lube was further on. Who knows what was? I mean, the things that have been alleged to go on, I can't even keep up with in the P. Diddy world.
What were they calling the parties?
Freak-off parties. Yes, the indictment says here, TMZ saying, the indictment mentions the now famous freak-off parties, calling them, quote, elaborate and produced sex performances that Combs arranged, directed. He had good, you know, good director. I mean, look at the videos. And took care of himself during, and often electronically recorded. So now he's got recordings of this as well.
Well, and here's the thing is, you know, what a horrific, and ex-girlfriends of his and people in his sphere have come out and talked about, you know, well, glad there's, the truth is out. It's going to be really interesting for, if there's video, you know, for what qualifies as consensual versus not consensual. I think this is going to actually have an impact on things we discuss. I mean, Weinstein's case, there was a lot of talk about what we know to happen in the entertainment world. Mm-hmm. And I think this is going to be right up there where we're going to learn a lot that we just didn't want to know and didn't want to picture. And I was not prepared.
Do you think there's going to be, because like, I forget, somebody was on one of his airplanes, they were talking about, this is back when this first went down. Will this be like an Epstein thing? We'll be waiting for the P. Diddy list who attended his parties?
Oh, I think that's a very good point. I mean, a lot of people in the music and entertainment industry are tied to P. Diddy the same way that a lot of people were tied to Weinstein. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the question will be, instead of were you on the manifest, did you attend a freak-off?
True.
And
yeah.
I can't wrap my head around this level of depravity that they're alleging in this suit.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's all about the Benjamins, right? And you can do whatever you want with it, and that's where he went with it. So we'll see. We'll see if there's a freak-off party manifest list that ever hits. I'm still waiting on more of the Epstein names. Have you seen that all come out? Because I've not been looking the right places, maybe.
So that is one of those things where clearly things have been selectively leaked by select victims of Epstein. And the rest, I think, is going to come out. Someone is going to pass away, and those lists are going to become public. Or like the manifesto in Tennessee, where at some point someone in law enforcement or in the judicial system is going to get aggravated by the court holding it up, and it's going to become public. There's no way. And I say that. I mean, it's been
really?
Years now.
Really? There's no way? Because we keep getting told, yes, some leaks have come out. But, I mean, why is this? I mean, I know, but I'm going to ask it as, you know, why is this not out? Why is this?
I think it's for all the obvious reasons, right? Which is that that there are people implicated on those lists that are much higher in, you know, social status, government status, power status than those of us who want it. And so, for as much as, you know, the media looking for it, victims looking to get it out, all these people looking to get it out, somebody very, very important is stopping this, and it will be, I think, a tsunami when it comes out.
By the way, too, you've now turned this text line into a big discussion of baby oil. Fire Dog does say only 1,000 bottles of baby oil, amateur. So he's going P. Diddy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, and Sean and I had this conversation before we got on air about somebody's doing something wrong.
Exactly. I mean, if you need that money.
Can somebody call? I can't say her name on air because I'll die. The young lady who got famous based on her street interview for mm-hmm. what she's saying. What she, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, hawk to
she
it.
Comes
yeah.
to mind. Yeah, she comes to mind.
If she would have only met P. Diddy, things may be different. Your thoughts, too, as here's my pivot. Here's my segue, because P. Diddy, one of the homes was in Florida. I don't know how far it was from the Trump golf course. Another attempt at, and I'm not saying it's not in the news cycle now, and very much is. I wonder, though, in a week or so, will it just be like another mark here that another assassination attempt. I mean, this is not that we have, I mean, we've had assassinations. We've had assassination attempts in our republic for sure. I just don't know that they've come this rapid between the two.
Here is my thought. Could you imagine if it were anyone in the world besides Donald Trump, if it was a governor, it was a former governor, if it was anyone in the world who was the who had back-to-back assassination attempts, what the 24/7 media would be doing with that information? And yet, out of complete insistence that they're going to help the Democrats, for every minute this isn't covered or every minute they blame this on Trump, it should be an in-kind to the Democrats, because this is history. My children will have lived through two presidential assassination attempts on Trump. This will be in history books that are your children, my children, their children, right? The grandchildren will read about this in their history books, and yet the media today is downplaying it, and it shows the sad state of affairs we have.
Yeah, it was, you know, and Jeff mentioned it, I think today or yesterday, I thought about it similarly, that the left here is, I would say, in this case, victim shaming Trump. Not all, not, you know, not everybody's doing it. No, but some people, like Morning Joe, had said so much that, like, well, he wouldn't have this problem if it's his rhetoric. If he toned down his First Amendment rights, then somebody wouldn't try to kill him. I mean, is that victim shaming?
Could you imagine if we treated any other crime victim, an Epstein victim, a freaking P. Diddy victim, a victim of any other crime in the world as if it's back to her skirt was too short days. That's what they're doing to Donald Trump. They're saying his skirt was too short. Because he exercised his right to express himself, he brought these assassination attempts on himself. The fact of the matter is, who brought these assassination attempts on him were everyone who talked about what a threat to democracy he was and how he will never leave the White House, and put all the fear-mongering about the future of our country. Those are the people who are making people believe this is important. This is what they have to do.
Well, I mean, I also still defend those people that would talk against Trump and their First Amendment rights to do it. They shouldn't, I guess, act like they're surprised that this happened, but I still defend their First Amendment rights to do it. But it was that turnaround where they said, well, listen, this wouldn't happen if Trump wasn't, you know, saying these things on the campaign trail. I mean, this is, that equivalency is bizarre to me, that they would say, well, as long as you don't say anything that nobody disagrees with. I mean, that's the First Amendment right, just to be cliche here, is there for unpopular speech. It's what it's for.
I say that all the time. The true measure of any man across the spectrum, the true measure is not how they value their First Amendment rights. It's how they value someone else's, someone who disagrees with them more often than they agree. If I don't, you and I can say all day, oh, I respect your First Amendment rights, but it is the Morning Joes, it is the Rachel Maddows, it is the women on The View. It's me respecting their rights that should tell you all you need to know about what I believe about the Constitution.
All right. Before we wrap up, I want to point out I just had the Twitter page open here in the studio and in the trending, you know, on Twitter.
Oh, my gosh.
Hezbollah is on there, and pagers are on there. And right below that, baby oil, the third top trending hashtag on Twitter right now. So I would point out that
after your show, I would like for you to go down that rabbit hole. Go right ahead. Report back to me.
Okay. We'll put that together. April Marie, people want to reach out to you and talk about P. Diddy or other subjects. How do they find you?
Please don't message me about lube. I'm on April Marie, APRYLMARIE.
Good stuff. Thank you, April Marie. We'll talk soon. Coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
KRG News 5, I'm Devin Walsh. Interim Police Chief William Jackson is now Mobile Police Chief. The council voted today. Jackson was installed as interim chief after former Chief Paul Prine was fired earlier this year. The U.S. Senate is set to vote on the future of in vitro fertilization after this year's landmark ruling by the Alabama Supreme Court. Today, the Senate will vote on a bill that would establish a nationwide right to IVF treatments. In June, Alabama U.S. Senator Katie Britt and Texas Senator Ted Cruz Cruz tried to pass a bill that would threaten to withhold Medicaid funding for states where IVF is banned. The push comes after the Alabama Supreme Court ruled in February that frozen embryos are considered children under a state law. Former President Donald Trump could be in Alabama next week for the Crimson Tide's game against Georgia. Alabama's GOP chairman says Trump's team has been working out details for a trip to Tuscaloosa. The last time he was at Brian Denny was in 2019. Devin Walsh, News 5.
High five! Up top! Heck yeah!
Dave's company just got the first ever 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah, 5 years!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
High five for gig speed!
5 years of advanced security.
Security win!
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Our rate ain't changing.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
There it is!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread. Now he's got savings.
I'm so excited.
Yep, Dave's feeling it. But it's only for a limited time, so don't wait. Switch today and ask how to get the first ever 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business. Powering 5 years of savings. Powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
Ends 9/22/24. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Austin Key with Arrow Exterminators. The summer's gone, but in our area, that still means we're going to have 80 and 90 degree days, so you're still going to be battling those mosquitoes, fire ants, roaches, and termites. Luckily, you can trust the experts at Arrow Exterminators to protect your family and keep your home pest-free inside and out. If you want, just give us a call. We can send a home evaluator out, and they can build a detailed plan that's just right for you. You can give us a call at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
This is T. Bruce McKinnon, and we started Bay Business News to support businesses right here in Mobile and Baldwin County. We created a business-only email newsletter to inform CEOs, executives, and entrepreneurs of what's happening in our region, and now we have launched Bay Business News Print. BBN Print is produced twice per year with 5,000 copies distributed to businesses across both counties. Want to know more? Go to baybusinessnews.com to order your own copy or submit content to be featured and or to advertise.
Don't let invaders take over your home. Founded by board-certified entomologist Michael Hayes, ProShield Termite and Pest Control will use our 30 years of experience to free your home of pests, termites, rodents, and more. We offer around-the-clock coverage with monthly, quarterly, and annual plans designed to fit your budget. We understand the importance of protecting those you love, which is why our products are safe and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call or visit our website to get a free quote today and keep your home protected with ProShield Pest Control.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
Here, I thought the conversation with April Marie was going to be something else and devolved into the P. Diddy story. It's a lot. It's a lot out there. Slippery story. But some of the stuff, obviously, people online are having big time with it. Like I said, baby oil is trending on Twitter. But I mean, the charges here are serious, right? I mean, trafficking, racketeering, kidnapping charges. You think it would just be, I don't know. I've said this when famous people, wealthy and famous people get in trouble. I'm like, you have enough money. Can you just hang out? Can't you just, like, you don't have to do anything. You just go buy yourself a giant yacht, go around on the yacht, do, like, yacht stuff, and seems odd to me. All right, to the text line here. Let's see. Okay, let's go to this one. Prodigal son action here, or prodigal daughter, I'm not sure. This one, it said, the Trumplicans, like Republicans or Trumplicans, are not successful by following the Constitution. They are successful by means of exploiting the weakness of our Constitution. And point out, unnamed texter, if you're a Democrat, you're writing about yourself here as well. It says, instead of aiming to create the spirit of our founding document in the country, they have been picking at the letter of the law, finding the places where the words of the Constitution fail to be clear enough. So tell me, is that... So do you agree with Jennifer Salisay, who says the Constitution is the most dangerous thing to our country? because you're talking about the weaknesses. So you do believe in the Constitution, or do you think it is a danger? Like Salazar says, the beauty of the Constitution, we have a baseline. We have a baseline to look back at. Even if we get too far away, at least there's a baseline to look at and say where we should go. So and you may have not understood me, and so I'll speak slowly this time. My issue is with populism on both sides. As I said, I've missed many a train. People are like, why aren't you on board with us, Sean? This is what's happening. You're a conservative. I say, I am. Why aren't you on board with this? I said, because it's not constitutional. Do I think it's do I agree with your idea? Yeah, that's good. It'd be good if it was that way, but it can't be that way because it's unconstitutional. I do that on both sides, unnamed texter, because I'm tethered to the Constitution, not to the people that are running for office. Now, I have ones I like a lot more than others, but what do you say? My jam is the Constitution. All right, David says, LeVar Burton was at the Mississippi Book Festival that I was at over the weekend, reading Rainbow and Schoolhouse Rock, two things that we need to bring back. Roger, three is the magic number. Absolutely, as we learned from the Schoolhouse Rock. But that was part of Schoolhouse Rock, right? Three, I mean, I can still sing that song too. Wow, unnamed texter. Let's do that. Unnamed texter says, I don't know about you, but I'm still hankering for a hunk of cheese. Now, this will be a test here, how old you are, if this means it. Yeah, so I saw this when we came out of the news, unnamed texter, and you had reminded me, I have not heard this in the longest time. I don't think it has the significance of the reading of the Constitution in Schoolhouse Rock or the translation of the Constitution from Schoolhouse Rock, but this was part of our childhood as well.
Bang, bang, bang! Oh, howdy, partner. Time for timer.
Do you ever get that hungry feeling after school?
Boy, I do. I'm so hungry, I could eat a wagon wheel.
When I'm slow on the draw and I need something to chaw, I hanker for a hunk of cheese. When my 10-gallon hats are feeling 5 gallons flat, I got something planned, which is little cheese sandwiches. Come on!
Okay, so the hankering for a hunk of cheese, of course I remember that. I'm sure if we go back and look, that was completely financed by the milk lobby, the milk and cheese lobby. But it does still resonate today. What ads resonate that way today? That you could still pull back up something that happened, you know, 2 years ago and be able to sing along with it, like hankering for a hunk of cheese. Thank you, unnamed texter, for bringing that back up. I hadn't thought about that. All right, assumptions here. And I don't know when we said this texter said, another unnamed, I'd love to get to know y'all. Give yourself a handle. I mean, your first name. I don't want to track you. I don't have to, don't worry. My disinterest in who you are and where you live is big. My interest in what you got to say is big. So I'm disinterested in tracking you. Just give me a nickname or something. There's all these unnamed textures. Although I welcome you all aboard. Thanks for getting on with us. This person said, assumptions make asses out of people who are assuming. Or I used to hear, it makes ASS out of you and me, right? I don't know how many times I heard that at the dinner table growing up, but it was a lot. Marty says, three is a magic number. Bob Dura, what a genius. What an amazing life he had. Such a huge impact he had on the world. Totally underrated as a musician and a songwriter. Well, I think his impact is good because we're here in 2024 talking about him. So, well said. Coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 135, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Segment of the show brought to you by my man Clint Jameson at Adventure Earth Bicycles. Home of 400, yeah, I talk about the e-bikes all the time because I have an electric bike from Adventure Earth that I love. I got the Scout from Magnum. But he has 75 e-bikes in stock at any time for you to take a test ride on. But he also has 400 non-e-bikes. So if you're looking for road bikes, mountain bikes, hybrid bikes, the three-wheel bikes, you're looking for the beach cruisers. He's got those as well. And the service for it, you buy a boat, you buy a bike from Adventure Earth Bicycles. Quarterly, you can take it in to have the service work done on it, everything from the chains to the brakes, everything, no fee. But if you've got a bike that you maybe didn't get from Adventure Earth Bicycles, but you're like, where the heck am I going to get this work done? There's a good old-fashioned bike shop, and it's run by a buddy of mine, Clint Jameson, at Adventure Earth Bicycles. So you can take those bikes in there, plus accessories, everything from helmets to all the racks and panniers and water holders and all that stuff that goes on a bicycle these days, plus the racks to carry them on your vehicle. He's got all that in stock. Go see him. Talk to my man, Clint Jameson. He's at the corner of Little Flower and Airport in Midtown. He's online at adventure-earth.com. It's the best thing to do. You can go look at the website while you're like cruising through your day. But go see him in person because there's so much to see there at Adventure Earth Bicycles. Everything inside to get you outside. By the way, speaking of exactly to wit what we've been talking about, I looked up at one of the monitors here in the opulent FM Talk 106.5 studios. And it was, and I'm just looking at the graphics underneath and the video, and there's Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, and I don't know what event she was at. Is it the thing in Philly? Maybe it is. And she was saying, okay, well, cost of a home is too high. And I'm looking at the scroll underneath. Cost of homes are too high. Cost of groceries are too high. Okay, so this is populism on the left. So Trump brings a populism on the right, but this is a populism on the left. So groceries are too expensive. Houses are too expensive. Therefore, in a populist movement, is government fix that for me. And government will fix it by doing stuff, giving money, right? Instead of government saying, I agree with you, these things are too expensive, so we will back off because this is not the job, the constitutional job of government. Because you say the general welfare, before somebody could bring it up, general is the general welfare as defined by the founders, fixing every problem that comes up? Oh, go fix this for me. Go fix that for me. I don't care if it's constitutional or not. Y'all need to grow government there. Go fix this other thing. And now that you fix that, hey, can you fix this other thing? Once again, as you move away on this Constitution Day, as you move away from the baseline of the Constitution, because something feels good, or they're going to fix this for you. They're going to show those people what for, whether it's constitutional or not. We're going to move that. You drift off and become something that is not this republic that we love. Other than, I mean, I can go through and go through the discussion of price fixing and caps and, I mean, Nixon. I mean, on the Republican side tried it, complete failure. It's been tried by many countries out there. The price control stuff is just academically, it's a failure. It's not going to work. But politically, why is it popular? Because people don't give a damn about liberty or the actual size that the government should be or the constitutionality of that. No. They just want somebody to come in and fix their problem, right? Instead of getting out of the way. I could go through the whole thing. You know, you give $25,000 for first-time home buyers, and then the builders and the people selling houses just move the price up $22,000. I mean, these things are basic knowledge, right? But for some reason, it seems to, I don't know if it resonates, or they must be getting good, you know, focus groups on it, because Kamala Harris out there is talking about it. It's populism on both sides. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to give you this. And I think on this Constitution Day, you got to think about what the job of government should be. I would say this, in the marketplace, it should be, and this is where I've often said I am a pragmatic libertarian. I don't have full credential for libertarian because there are things I disagree. Or you could say I'm a Republican that leans, but I'm probably a libertarian that leans Republican more than a Republican that leans libertarian. But I would say a place where I see, you know, I mean, obviously, things like common defense, public safety, those things I see important for the government. Also, breaking up the monopolies that everybody in Washington has let happen that run prices higher on houses, right? Or that make you have just a couple choices when it comes to a bank or whatever it is. Now, if you can show, that doesn't mean a business that gets huge doing what it does, I don't want to shut them down. Now, the left loves that. They're so successful. We better cap them somehow. That's what I'm talking about. It's not at all what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a situation where you have, through the benefit of government protection, the big companies end up going not just vertically integrated, but horizontally integrated as well. And you have a cap and you don't get new ideas in the system. Now, you remove those things. You remove the corporate welfare and other programs out there. Now, that's something that I think government should do. But in those cases, it's removing something they're doing, not adding something new on. But I wonder if there are people, it is not a popular political planks of a platform to say, I'm not going to give you stuff other than liberty. I'm not going to go fix this problem. I'm going to make the playing field fair, free market, and you try to fix it for yourself. And that's some discussion here on the lube here. Do I got to go through these? Yeah, I understand this. So it doesn't have medicine. By the way, the lube and oil is not illegal. No, I don't think anybody said it was illegal lube. It was April Marie wanted to point out the number of containers of this lubricant at I don't know if it's just one of the P. Diddy. I mean, I'm about P. Diddy doubt. It's just one of the compounds or multiples. Let's see. This also from King of All named Texter said, so they didn't find the pagers with lube at P. Diddy's. Maybe they were already installed. Also, what ethnic group has Trump ever said he hates? Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard that. Jeff from Spanish Fort says, been a while. First of all, we have leaks of info from the Supreme Court, but those lists are still nowhere to be seen. Secondly, if we get their way, Trump will be... Secondly, if some get their way, Trump will be wiped from the history books. Or maybe just kept there and vilified, right? The leaks from the Supreme Court, that was interesting, Jeff. You bring that up, and remember the times we've talked about that. Remember the leak? So there just happened to be a leak in time to get movement on the election cycle, on the Roe decision. And then they said, well, we're going to get on it. We're going to find the people that did it or the person that did it. It's kind of a small neighborhood there at the Supreme Court. Did we ever have that investigated? Did we ever find out who leaked that? I would say I was disappointed, but that would expect me to have assumed that they would ever get the real culprit in this. All right, Fire Dog says, yeah, that's right. The Fire Dog, let's crochet this on a pillow. I agree with you. Fire Dog said about P. Diddy. When I asked April Maria, like, can't you just like make a ton of money and just go get a yacht and do yacht stuff and be doing that? Fire Dog said, maybe just do 5,000 commercials like Shaq, own your own $10 billion yacht, and use summer as a verb. Instead, it's kidnapping and baby oil. I'm with you, right? So Shaq, there you go. Shaq has made, I don't know if he's worth more than P. Diddy or not, but Shaq is, I mean, his... You know, about every other commercial, there's Shaq telling you to buy this thing or whatever. He's done quite well. You never hear, like, there's no story like this about Shaq. Might be a story like you said, his yacht's $10 billion. You know what I say when I hear that? Good. Good for you, Shaq. Kid from Louisiana, that's awesome. Oh, well, Shaq bought this house and made it, everything's bigger because he's bigger. Cool. Good for you, Shaq. That's all that you hear about Shaq. There's not the... I mean, you get too much time on your hands, P. Diddy, and then it's, well, what are we going to do with our time? I don't know, maybe kidnap people. Fire Dog also said, you just said something I disagree with. Good, now I'm into this. He said, people do not understand that the government gives you $25,000 and the builders raise the price. Economics is right up there with naming the three branches of government. College grads have no idea how supply and demand work. This is on purpose. For the correction, Fire Dog, maybe I need to talk more. I just don't think this audience needs a lesson in why adding $25,000, giving $25,000 to first-time homebuyers is not the benefit that the populist movement thinks it is on the left. And yes, we have to do a better job of civics. What was the story? It was running like last week or whatever that how many number of American schools weren't teaching the same, like, government and econ class, which was my favorite, no big surprise here, my favorite in high school with the best teacher, Dr. Helmsing, Mr. Helmsing, shout out, the best out there. I think that should be required. They should have just recorded those lectures we had back then. Dirt Digger said, Sean, we need help that those being taxed too much on hearing aids, they really need to hear the best local talk radio show shows at the station in our state. FM Talk 106.5 is the best. Thank you. What we could do, and thank you, maybe that's the reason. You think I should, if we should get more hearing aids so people can hear the show better. But, you know, you could turn that volume up, right? Can you be that person? So instead of having some drill rap when you come up to the one of these intersections where the police are making sure you don't run the red lights today. I saw three of them today, by the way. Three places they were working in my travels today, which is good. I don't want people running red lights either. Like we said yesterday, my issue is timing the light so people don't feel like they have to drive so fast on airport and other roads, as y'all pointed out, to get to the next green light. No excuse for running the red light. So they're running that today, MPD is. But maybe instead of pulling up at a light, running, blasting drill rap, Dirt Digger, we could just get some bumping systems, right? Get that kicker in there with FM Talk 106.5 playing. Would that be fun to have? Is anybody out there? Do you have the sound system? I've always threatened I was going to get one. I never had, never did. But if you got a real loud system and somebody next to you is playing whatever, their song very loudly, to where making sure everybody can hear it, could you just turn up this station? Could you have a speaker system that puts out more and drown them out with, like Jeff Poor saying, democracy? Would you know, somebody's, and then you would just, I mean, with the bass and everything, the democracy, have it just bumping like that. Now we're on a mission. I know some people in the sound system world. Can we install that in my truck and it will ride around and turn talk radio up really, really loud? Got an idea. Be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Rain showers around, but looks like a drier by the end of the week here and the weekend, says Dr. Bill Williams. I was thinking about some of the MPD enforcement with the red light blitz that's going on. Feel sorry for some of those motorcycle officers sitting out there. I know that they saw a couple of them today as they're running that on those heavily traveled, maybe we'll say, heavily traveled intersections out there. Yeah, stop at the red light. Yesterday, I think we got confused with, I think there was some confusion with, by issues with the light syncing. Mine have nothing to do with saying you could run red lights. You see it happen. I tell you, the red light running, maybe more than two, but the two kinds you see a lot right here by our station. So we're airport and 65. We have to use the service road, which is like taking your life into your own hands every day to travel the service road along airport. But there are the wolves and the sheep. They're the wolves who just don't care. They're running the red light because they're running the red light. They're just doing it. And the ones behind them, though, that I know if they got pulled over, their reasoning would be, well, he did it. I was following him. You see a lot of those people, too. So the first one runs it, and then people just... And that person may be running it when it's kind of orangish, or maybe a burnt sienna, not completely lollipop red. But the ones that come after them, and you know their excuse would be like, I was just following them. So that's how it works. Okay. Dakota said, I have a sound system, but you have to turn the bass down when it's talk radio because talk distorts everything and the commercials are even worse. I guess distorted would be the wrong word. It's just weird. You got to turn it down. Doesn't sound right. Okay, so if we get our folks, Dakota, to tune these And I've got, you know, I've got some equipment here. We audio files like myself mess with stuff. We could mess with it. Just it, maybe it's like a just a pass filter setting on there. So when you're going to pull up and somebody is like, the music's so loud. Like, and I'm not, I mean, I really don't care about people. If the music's just kind of loud, cool. I mean, I've had a life. I'm not a stick in the mud. But when it's just like on the exhaust, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. If you got rumbling exhaust, fine, cool. If it's so much like on some of these vehicles out there, usually more sports cars where it's higher pitched, and I can't even talk in the car to the person sitting next to me, usually my son, then it's just too much. Of course, it's all subjective. I get it. But yeah, if you could, if you pull up there, we tune the, and somebody's blasting that, then you just turn on talk radio, which would be the, to 20-year-old people, teenagers having fun, it may be the kryptonite. That may, this, the, my voice, 52-year-old dude, talking about politics may be exactly what could win the battle. Here's the magical thing that wins the battle there, that you just turn on the talk radio as loud as possible. Superbomb said, read the fine print on the $25,000. That $25,000 she's giving first-time home buyers is only if you're a first-generation home buyer. Superbomb, first of all, thank you for reading the fine print, because I did not. Said, a person would be disqualified if your parents had bought a home or have a home. I think the scenario would only fit people new to America. Okay, so here, I mean, hopefully people on the Republican side of the Trump team has read this, because this is exactly the discussion of paying people's student debts, right? The Biden administration went to push, and so many people said, hey, I had to pay my student debts. Why are you going to pay off theirs? So everybody else had to pay for their own home, but if your parents didn't own a home, and you've never owned a home, then you get $25,000, but anybody else does not. Wow. Let's see. Yeah, yes, T-Bone says, yeah, turning up your voice. Yeah, we'll turn up your voice in, with the kicker speakers here. Oh, yeah, and Jason said the megaphone mounted under the hood is what we need. Yes, yes. Does that happen anymore? Remember the days of that going on, and then Mr. Microphone, that commercial where they would ride around and act like they had that. All right. Yeah, so that, we'll find out. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be interesting if I don't have that system? People are asking, well, I don't have this. I have the factory Ford system. I don't have anything that can win any kind of stoplight loud off out there. But some of y'all do probably. And yeah, just so maybe that's the antidote. Is there, don't play music back at somebody else, but just play talk radio when they're at the light and they have the music so loud that you can't even think inside your own vehicle. Once again, not just, oh, I hear their music. Okay, fine. People, you know. But it's so loud, it's ridiculous. Then you just turn on this station and let us know. And I'll talk about really like old people stuff. Just boring, boring old people stuff. And I think we'll win that one. I think we'll win it for sure. The, yeah, and the Donald Trump, we mentioned this earlier, Donald Trump's going to be at the Alabama-Georgia game. It looks like on the 28th at Bryant-Denny. This will be interesting with the security that we're seeing, the lapses there. What's it going to be like to try to get into Bryant-Denny for them to clear the stadium? I don't know. I don't know what that's going to be like. I don't know how long it's going to be. You have to get to the game beforehand, what they're going to do with this, but that's popped up as well. And I'm sure this will come up in just a couple minutes when Paul Feinbaum takes over and talks about it on his show. I'm sure we'll mix that story with, I'll talk about it, and then Paul will talk about it, I think. Do it again tomorrow. See you then. Remember, the app available waiting for you. Got a couple minutes. It's about all it takes. Maybe a minute. You go to the App Store or Google Play. Just look for FM Talk 106.5. See our logo. That's the app. It's free. Download it and enjoy. All right. Yeah, we'll make a date. We'll do it on Wednesday.